Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Angel by Jason Calacanis is a practical business guide to angel investing in technology startups. Drawing on his experience as an early-stage investor and startup operator, Calacanis explains how individuals can approach startup investing with discipline rather than hype, focusing on repeatable behaviors that improve the odds in a high-risk asset class. The book blends strategy and tactics how to get access to deals, how to evaluate founders and early signals, how seed stage pricing differs before and after traction, and how investors can help startups beyond writing a check. A recurring idea is that startup outcomes follow a power law, meaning a small number of big winners can drive the majority of returns, so portfolio thinking matters. Calacanis also addresses incentives and relationships, showing how trust and reputation influence whether top founders will take your money and your help. The purpose is both educational and motivational, aiming to make angel investing feel understandable and actionable. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, mastering deal flow and access to high-quality opportunities. Calacanis treats deal flow as the foundational advantage in angel investing. You cannot invest in exceptional startups if you never see them, and you cannot build a strong portfolio if your pipeline is random. He describes access as a function of relationships, consistent presence, and usefulness to founders and other investors, instead of waiting for a brokered introduction. The investor should show up where builders congregate, contribute to the ecosystem, and become known as someone who is responsive and fair. The book emphasizes that reputation compounds, because founders share information quickly and prefer investors who behave predictably under pressure. Calacanis also highlights that access is not only about prestige or elite networks, it can be earned by creating value, doing the work, and being visible over time. Practical implications include building a personal filter for opportunities, tracking inbound and outbound sourcing, and learning how to evaluate which deals deserve deeper attention. In this framework, deal flow is not volume for its own sake, but a curated stream that increases the probability of encountering outlier companies. Secondly, evaluating founders as the primary investment thesis. A central message in the book is that early-stage investing is largely about people. Calacanis argues that in the earliest phases, products and markets can change rapidly, but founder qualities tend to determine whether a team can adapt, recruit, sell, and persist through setbacks. He encourages investors to look for patterns that signal execution ability, intensity, learning speed, and honesty. The goal is not to find a perfect pitch, but to identify founders who can convert limited resources into momentum and who attract other talented people. The book also stresses that the best founders have choices, so an investor must be someone founders want on their side. That includes being decisive, being prepared, and communicating clearly about expectations. Calacanis frames the investor-founder relationship as a long-term partnership in which temperament matters how a founder handles feedback, conflict, and uncertainty can be as important as the idea itself. By prioritizing founder evaluation, readers learn to focus on what is most durable at seed stage when data is sparse and narratives can be misleading. Thirdly, understanding seed stage valuation and the traction divide. Calacanis distinguishes between pricing a company before meaningful traction and after early proof points emerge. He explains that in pre-traction deals, valuation is often driven by team quality, clarity of vision, and the credibility of the plan because traditional metrics are limited. After traction begins to appear, even in modest forms, pricing shifts toward evidence user growth, retention signals, revenue indicators, and the pace of iteration. The book encourages investors to be realistic about what a number on a term sheet means. At this stage, it affects ownership, the ability to follow on, and the risk profile of the portfolio. Calacanis also reinforces that angel returns usually come from a few extreme winners, so paying too much for a good but not great opportunity can quietly damage the portfolio math. Rather than presenting valuation as a precise science, he treats it as a negotiation shaped by market conditions and founder leverage. The practical takeaway is to match valuation discipline to the level of uncertainty and to avoid confusing a hot deal environment with true reduction in risk. Fourthly, adding value beyond capital to earn allocation and improve outcomes. One of the most actionable themes is that angels compete not only on price but on usefulness. Calacanis argues that top founders look for investors who can accelerate the business through introductions, hiring support, customer access, fundraising guidance, and pattern recognition from prior startups. This is not framed as vague mentoring, it is about concrete assistance that helps a small team move faster and avoid common mistakes. The book also implies a discipline if you promise help. You must deliver it quickly and with quality because early-stage teams operate under intense time constraints. Calacanis positions value add as a two-sided benefit. It increases an investor's chance of getting into strong deals. and it can raise the probability that a portfolio company survives and grows into the kind of outlier that drives returns. Importantly, the book suggests that value add must respect founders' autonomy. The best investors are supportive and direct, but they do not create distraction or try to run the company. For readers, this topic reframes angel investing as service and craft, not passive speculation. Lastly, portfolio strategy, risk management, and protecting investor interests. Kalakanis repeatedly returns to the idea that startup investing is a high-variance game where losses are common and outcomes are skewed. That reality pushes the reader toward portfolio thinking, making multiple bets, accepting that many will fail, and structuring a strategy where a small number of big wins can compensate for the rest. He also discusses the importance of learning basic deal mechanics so investors do not get burned by terms they do not understand. While the book is not a legal manual, it encourages angels to be serious about structure, alignment, and clear documentation. Another component is prioritization after investing. Kalakanis suggests that investors should reserve time and capital for the most promising companies because follow-on support and continued engagement can matter. At the same time, he warns against spreading yourself too thin across too many weak positions. Protecting interests is framed as both financial and relational. Keep communication open, know what you own, and maintain a reputation for fairness. The end result is a more professional approach that treats angel investing as a long-term practice, with process, not a sequence of isolated gambles. In conclusion, Angel is best suited for readers who want a realistic, operator-flavored view of how early-stage technology investing works. Aspiring angels will gain a clearer picture of what actually drives results, access to strong deal flow, disciplined evaluation of founders, and an understanding of how uncertainty changes pricing and decision-making. Founders can also benefit because the book reveals how many investors think, what signals they look for, and why trust and responsiveness affect fundraising outcomes. The practical value is that it pushes readers toward behaviors they can control, showing up consistently, building reputation, learning basic deal structure, and creating repeatable sourcing and filtering habits. Intellectually, it offers a grounded framing of startup returns as power law driven, which helps explain why diversification and patience matter more than chasing certainty, compared with more academic venture capital books. Angel stands out for its directness and emphasis on actionable tactics for individuals trying to enter the ecosystem without institutional backing. It is also motivational, without pretending that angel investing is easy. The book treats risk as unavoidable and argues that the only sensible response is to improve access, judgment, and partnership quality over time. If you would like to support Jason Kalakanis, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. Niste, after reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.